InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All right, Chase is over there uploading three powerful reports for the show. I was the host of the main show, but I just shot three powerful reports. It is 10:07 right now. We just got all this incredible footage and witnesses and police reports with the Haitians openly eating cats and giving cat-eating recipes and running around decapitating people's dogs and celebrating with all the witnesses and police reports and people being arrested. So the cover-ups imploded, and we got a bunch of other big reports on World War III and the U.S. openly saying they're going to start supporting the mass bombing inside Russia and more. So that's some of what we've got coming up here. But I just wanted to tell everybody at the very start of the show on this Thursday, September 12th, 2024 transmission, that I'm very blessed to be your host. I'm very honored to be here talking to all of you. I'm very, very thankful for all of your support. So Owen is about to take over here in just a minute for the rest of the segment. When we come back, I'm doing the deep dive on Russia. Then I'm doing the dive on this big free speech development. It's very positive. And then we're going to get to my big Haitian report. And then Owen takes over the balance of the transmission. I'm here in Dallas to be on the air with Glenn Beck on his podcast that airs tonight. We are working very, very hard right now. So look for all these reports and follow us at Real Life Jones on X. But the fact that this is blown up in their face, trying to cover up the mass hunting and killing of people's family pets, which is standard in Haiti. There's almost no salty forested and they eat everything. The attempts to cover it up is blown up in their face. All right, main show is now launched. Thank you so much for watching. Please stay with us now. Owen Schroyer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Now inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, with 53 days, 14 hours, 58 minutes till the presidential election. And that time is going to fly by. And there's going to be a lot of unexpected twists and turns. You might even say that the situation in Ohio with the Haitian migrants is a bit unexpected. Now, it fits into the larger issue of the illegal immigration and the open borders. But see, what's been done now, and Trump kind of did this. Maybe it was intentional. Maybe this is organic. But when he said they're eating the cats, they're eating their dogs. And by the way, they've now turned this into a TikTok trend. If you're not familiar with TikTok, it's a popular social media app. People upload short videos, kind of like zany content kind of stuff. But they make these songs that become popular and trending, and then everybody does a dance or a video to this song. And so the number one song for people to do a dance video to or shoot a zany video to is a remix of Trump saying they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. So they tried to say with the Democrat moderator, David Muir, oh, there are no Haitian migrants. They are not eating the animals out of the park and the pets. And the whole thing is just blown up in their face. Now, the truth is, this has actually been going on for some time when they started moving the Haitians into Springfield, Ohio, months ago. And so we'll hear from some other locals in Springfield today that are saying, hey, look, this has been going on. We're glad it's making the national news now, but you need to know this has been going on for a while. And then you get the independent journalists that are out there interviewing people now. I had one on the War Room yesterday. And every resident is saying the same thing. Yeah, we see them every day. Yeah, there's tens of thousands of them. They crash their cars. They're taking over the school systems. They're overwhelming the hospital systems. I mean, this is a big story. And how many Springfield, Ohio's are there in the United States of America? So, okay, we all know Kamala Harris is the open border czar. But now it's like a zoom in factor of, gee, you can kind of hide these illegal immigrants in New York City and Chicago with big cities and a big metropolitan area and a big population. You can't do that in middle America, and that's what they're trying to do. But they said it didn't exist, and they lied again, and now they've been caught. So we got a big story on that, and then a big geopolitical story coming up next with Alex Jones.